This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Hello, listeners of 9XM Soundcast. Firstly, I want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for the love and the listening. Because I can't believe that we are on our 20th episode, and it's amazing to celebrate International Podcast Day, which is 30th of September, with all of you today. It's been just great since the day we launched this show, because we have had some amazing artists on this podcast journey till now, and will continue to do so, as you guys are loving not just the guest list, but also the variety of tips and life lessons shared by these beautiful musicians. I am Eva, and I welcome you all on a brand new episode of 9XM Soundcast. This episode is loaded with motivation, music, and some amazing stories, all passionately shared by the singer who created waves with his album Pal in 1999 and since then has been a favorite of Bollywood music composers from Nadeem Shravan, Ismail Darbar, Pritam, Vishal and Shekhar to the greats from South India like Ilaiyaraja, Yuvan Shankar Raja, Harris Jayaraj, M.M. Kareem to A.R. Rahman. I have attended his gigs at least thrice in my life, and I can tell you that this podcast episode will be like experiencing a personal concert of this versatile singer as he sings some of his iconic hits and talks about his first school performance, his first job as a sales executive, his first paycheck as a jingle artist to his song being not kept in a movie. He bears it all. We got Krishna Kumar Kunnath, whom we all know as KK.
Hi, lovely to meet you. Lovely watch. I've been eyeing that watch for a bit now.
Thank you. KK, it's always wonderful to meet you. We met when you had come to our office of 9XM. Before we start, let's just have a few lines of...
Aankhon mein teri ajab si adaaye hain. Oh, aankhon mein teri अजब सी अदाएं हैं दिल को बना दे जो पतंग सांसे तेरी वो हवाएं हैं
Wow, amazing. KK, you have been just spreading joy with your music is Thank what you. I can say.
Oh, that's so beautifully said. You know what? For me, I think that's been the crux of my life about being able to spread joy through my music. I really don't look at anything else other than that because I think this is a gift that God has given me. I have not learned music. It was just there. One fine day, I realized that I can sing in school. So I've just sung all my life. So when you say that I do spread happiness and joy, I feel very content.
Wow.
I feel very good inside my heart. I feel like, great, that's what I wanted to do when I started out with this. So if I do that and people feel good about listening to my voice and there's a connect.
I would really want to talk to you about, you know, your connection, your chemistry with the composers that you have worked with, like Pritam Da and Vishal Shekhar and Ismail Darbar. And these people have given you some of the most amazing songs
True,
of
absolutely.
Your...
Yeah. I mean, Ismail and I would talk about Pritam and Vishal Shekhar.
Yeah,
because they're closer
yeah.
to me. Then. And I'm very thankful to the Bollywood industry for that because it has given me some gems over the years, 23 years now.
Evergreen gems.
Yeah, some fantastic songs. But apart from that, I feel that as a person, you know, when I think about myself, I feel that this is the only connect I have, my music, because it's the only thing I can do. You know, there's nothing else I can do in life. I don't think I would have misfit in any other field, I feel. I realized this as a kid that I could sing, and then it took me time for me to kind of really look at it as a profession, you know. Because early days, you say, you know,
Correct.
That kind of
Absolutely.
Typical. Right. But you have to kind of stick to your guns, stick to the fact that this is the only thing that makes you happy. Tum zindagi wahi karo jo tumhe karke khushi mile. Meri jo hai na ye meri seekh hai meri life mein. Mereko I've never done anything which I don't want to do. Whatever it is, you know, even related to Bollywood. I've only done those things which I think I can jo main nibha sakun. I can't fake things. If I want to fake things, I'd rather not do it. So for me, it's only been this path that I see which is right ahead of me, which is about me able to connect to a song which I get to sing. So if I can't connect to a song, I'm honest enough and I leave it. Because I'd rather not do a song badly. You know what I'm trying to say? It's more about a music, the space that creates this whole creation,
Bondia.
Right? If you're a part of it, you'll sense it. suppose a song is there and if I hear it for the first time and I can connect to it, I'll immediately feel it. I'm very susceptible, I would say. My energies, my whatever, my receptors are very strong. If I know that this song is something that I can do and I can live it, forget about being a hit or not. That's not my... Koi bhi nahi bol sakta. It's only about the fact that whether you can justify.
You have sung even the fun songs. Like,
if that says yes to me, then I'll go for it. No matter what kind of a song it is. I've done, like you said, tapori songs, fast, slow, sad, romantic, everything. So, mere ko ye genre koi farak nahi padta hai. It's only about the connection which happens. So, I take time to figure out that connection if it's there. And once that connection happens, Eva, then it's just magical. Because then you're not in this realm at all. Because once that connection's happened, then you're like in some other space, you know. The music director's there, the song is there, and you're there. And then you're living it. It's a part of your life.
Hmm.
It's actually your life, you know. Because you're not like, it's not like a job that I'm doing. Thik khana karke main ghar wapas jaun. Matlab, you know, fir main waqt nahi dekhta hun, mere ko bhook lage woh nahi dekhta hun, pyaas lage paani nahi dekhta hun. Then I'm actually just wholeheartedly in the every fabric of my being, I'm there in that song.
Becomes
a part. Yeah, so I kind of, I'm possessed, if I could be honest, you know. Yeah, if I can be possessed. You have to aspire to be possessed by a song, so that you can do justice to it. Otherwise, you're just on top of it. It has to be like this, intertwined with your soul, being, everything, whatever it is. And then you let it out. And then when it comes out of you, you yourself sometimes are astonished. How did I do this? How did it तुम्हें नहीं मालूम होता है क्योंकि दिस इज नॉट इन कंट्रोल इट्स अ क्रिएटिव प्रोसेस इट्स जस्ट अ फ्री फ्लोइंग एनर्जी व्हिच कम्स इनटू मी एंड इट कम्स आउट
विदाउट एक्चुअली गेटिंग इनटू द स्पिरिचुअलिटी ऑफ थिंग्स योर म्यूजिक कनेक्ट्स यू विद स्पिरिचुअलिटी
या टोटली आई थिंक दिस इज माय कनेक्ट इफ यू से स्पिरिचुअलिज्म देन दिस इज इट फॉर मी बिकॉज इट एलिवेट्स माय सोल इट मेक्स मी फील यस लाइफ इज वर्थ लिविंग
टेल मी अबाउट योर अमेजिंग केमिस्ट्री विद सो मेनी पीपल लाइक प्रीतम दा
Yeah.
Of course, I think Pritam Da has given you some of the biggest hits. Mm-hmm. Of course, let's start with Ismail Darbar.
Yeah, in fact, Ismail was through Mehboob, the lyricist who put me onto him. When I met him the first time, I was very new, rank newcomer, 97. I think with me, the connect has been, because it's a very early connect,
right?
Tadap was very early, the first song recorded. It's very different, you know, I've gone to his house, learned the song. छोटा भाई जैसे मील ट्रीट्स यू नो इवन महबूब भाई लगता है आई थिंक टाइम सीजेस टू एग्जिस्ट एक्चुअली व्हेन यू आर सिंगिंग अ सॉन्ग एंड इस्माइल नोज दैट अबाउट मी एंड आई नो दैट अबाउट हिम दैट व्हेन ही गिव्स मी अ सॉन्ग तड़प तड़प के इज फाइन देयर आर अदर सॉन्ग्स आर डन फॉर हिम व्हिच जो फिल्मी बनी जो कमाल के गाने हैं इवा इफ दोज सॉन्ग्स हैड रिलीज आई वुडंट बी सेइंग दिस बट मे बी दे वुड हैव सरपास्ड तड़प तड़प के बिकॉज दे वर सच ब्यूटीफुल जेम्स बट आई ऑलवेज फेल्ट विद इस्माइल नो दैट There was a stronger, deep connect. Some other songs I did for him, some other films. And then I did just one line in. Just one line.
Of course.
You know, but he said, ki yaar, tu usko ga dena. Kyunki teri awaaz wahan pe aayegi to bahut achhi lagegi. If there's an understanding between a music director and a singer, professionally, of course. But if it comes with a little bit of that other friendship thing, you know, then we both know that we are both looking at the same picture. There's no ego clashes, there's nothing. You know? And with Ismail, I think all these years we've done, not many songs, but whatever songs we've done, we've connected very, very deep.
Today also when you hear the song, that is one song that was, the emotion was right in the song, everything. It was the perfect song.
And I would say that Ismail guided me a lot in that song because he knew what he wanted out of that song. Then he'll say, ab tu samajh gaya, tu kar. Ab main kuch hi bolunga tere ko. Tu kar. Bas. Ab aur nahi bolna mere ko kuch. He knows that I've understood the song and I'm doing it. I've started delivering it the way he wants. Then he doesn't.
Wow.
And he knows that I've found that pagdandi.
Yes.
Which is what I also strive to do. Find the pagdandi and then walk on that. So he's like that. He's just, it's a high.
Wow. Yeah. We'll make you sing the song, but not now, because it will transport us in some other world, you can say. So let me just tell you about my personal connection with him. When I was in college in Ahmedabad, I was in Xavier's. So that was the time when, for the first time, I got the chance to be an audience.
Come for the gig, okay.
Yes,
all right.
Yes. And I used to come for the gigs at IIM.
Quite a few times.
IIM Ahmedabad and magic. The magic that, the euphoria that he used to create amongst the crowds. And he was forced to sing tadap tadap ke, like at least 10 times.
Yes,
like,
yes, yes.
It was the anthem. It was the official anthem of I Am Ahmedabad. And yeah. It used to be beautiful. So that entire scene comes alive in front of my eyes whenever I listen to it.
Thank you, Eva. Thank you so much.
I would like to know more about your childhood. You know, you have always been a little bit of a mystery man which were the songs that you heard?
Coming to the point that I'm a bit of an introvert. Yeah, I've been like that always, you know. I've done my song and I've just been to myself. But all of us have stories to tell. So I started listening to music very early because my dad, my mom was she had performed in her own school days, you know. My grandmother was a music teacher. My dad used to love music. So he got this record player in Delhi. I was born and brought up in Delhi.
Oh, okay.
Parents are from South, from Kerala, yes. From Thrissur.
Yes.
My dad moved to Delhi in 1952. He got this record player very early days and he got different kinds of music because in Delhi there used to be just one shop, South Extension. And I heard people like Susie Quattro at very early age, you know. Nice guitar riffs and Hugo Montenegro. Usha Uthup's first album, LP, came out that time. I used to like her singing. I like the fact that she used to just sing with the guitar. I'm talking about very early days. P. Leela from the South. Because my dad and mom used to love listening to them. And I would just listen. Then Kishore Da, Rafi Saab, and a lot of Yeshudas. Yeah. I would like Yeshudas' voice a lot. I think he's one of the most gifted singers we have. So mellifluous and so effortless. My God. Mm-hmm. God bless him. But I would say that later on, I got into my sister was to me. So she got a lot of English Western music, you know, pop at that time. She got Bee Gees, she got the Beatles, she got ABBA. I'm talking about 70s. And she used to sing too. Abhi bhi gaati, lekin she would sing, you know. She'll learn songs. Rekha. I was a little boy. I used to like Bee Gees. You know that falsetto kind of singing, I would try. I liked ABBA a lot, the songwriting. And I would sing with her. We both would sing. And I would sing myself too, you know. Ye chalta tha. And my mom would sing. And she would sing Malayalam bhajans and other songs, so my dad would record it, you know. So she would sing those beautiful songs. I used to love singing, listening to my mom. She had a very beautiful voice too. So ek mahol jo ghar pe tha, ek acha ek music chal raha hai, tum apna acha tum shaam ko aaye ho, tum apna gaana sun rahe ho. Yaadon ki baraat ka album maine suna, mere ko bahut acha lagta tha gaane. Hum kisi se kam nahi.
Lovely.
The LPs. Then as time progressed, I grew older. Then I got more into Western rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked Michael Jackson a lot. I remember going for a long cycle ride and getting that album to hear it for the first time. The influences have been very varied. We grew up in a place called Yamuna Apartments in Delhi, Alaknanda. Eva, you won't believe it, there were about 40, 45 kids of the same age. It was a mind-blowing environment. We used to play cricket, table tennis, badminton, football, swimming ke liye bahar jaate the, carom board. I'm saying it was such a fantastic atmosphere to grow in.
No mobile, no internet.
No mobile. And television, 2 channels, okay? Nobody cared because so many things to do, so much to play. It used to be crazy. I mean, I don't remember being ever at home when I moved here. So, Michael Jackson and someone introduced me to Duke Ellington, to Billy Joel, to Sting. Then the music things just started opening up. And I used to sing The Police, I used to sing Uriah Heep, I used to sing Led Zeppelin, you know. Slowly, slowly, I would pick up the rock and perform with different bands. One band used to be new rock, one band used to be classic rock. So the whole thing opened up for me. It was like a full mushroom. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Most of us know that, you know, Kishore Kumar didn't have any formal training in music. Example of Kishore Da is there in front of us since years. You have also somewhere walked on that path unknowingly. Mm-hmm. You have been divinely gifted.
True. That's a lot of compliments for me to digest in one go because I'm a one guy who, I mean, thank you so much. I always try and make it. Live a song in such a way that through that song, I connect to you, to your heart. In the sense, I want to be embedded into your system that way. I feel that if I'm a part of you through my song, what more can I want? For me, that connect has always driven me. I've always aspired to kind of get to that space, you know, which is a little spiritual, I would say. But at the same time,
I get it.
There's a deep connect which happens, you know, through my songs. So I'm very lucky that in my entire career, I have had great songs to sing. जो गाने मिलते हैं बहुत अच्छे गाने मिले मेरे को लिखे हुए बहुत अच्छे हुए फैंटास्टिक मेलोडीज यू नो एंड आई एम वेरी ब्लेस्ड टू हैव गॉटन सच ग्रेट सॉन्ग्स टू सिंग
आई कैन एक्चुअली अंडरस्टैंड व्हेन यू आर सेइंग द स्पिरिचुअल कनेक्शन समवेयर इज बिकॉज व्हाट आई कैन से अबाउट यू इज दैट यू एज एन आर्टिस्ट हैव नेवर ट्राइड टू गेट इनटू द ग्लैमर पार्ट ऑफ द इंडस्ट्री यू हैव नेवर ट्राइड टू डू इट फॉर द सेक ऑफ स्टारडम
आई विल बी वेरी ऑनेस्ट फॉर मी दिस होल जर्नी दैट आई हैव गॉन थ्रू इट वाज नेवर अबाउट the stardom or being, like you rightfully said, about the glamour side or whatever that other side is to the Bollywood industry. I have come in here to just be able to live my life. In school, I remember singing Lionel Richie, Hello, the first time, and winning a concert. The first time I sang English, I did Fernando, ABBA. And I was a little kid, okay? I was in ninth standard.
Oh my God.
And I was like, you know, with this friend of mine, I was like a little boy. Still remember? Someone's doing Rhinestone Cowboy, some chick is doing something else, and they all are looking good and all that. And here's me, one little guy, patla sukura tha. You know, I saw this song and I finished it. And I was so shy. And I finished and I went to my friend's house because it was his brother's birthday and I split. Later that night, I got a call from another friend in his house, ki KK, you won the first prize. And I wasn't even there. What I'm trying to say is, for me, it was never the importance of a limelight or the fact that I have to go. In Jyoti, if you were to speak to my wife, she'll tell you that a lot of times in colleges, she would go collect my prize money because I would never be there to collect it. I would be out. I would have done the song and gone somewhere. So some friend of mine will get me. They say, go, first prize mila. So for me, it was always about just getting on stage and performing. I have never been that I'm going to get a reward or I'm going to get an award for it. I never thought about it. Because I never got this equation. If I do a song, I have to get something in return. The song itself is something, no? The song itself is such a blessing. How many people get to sing a song? How many people? Tell me. I mean, early days, we 5-10 singers, become 20, now you 30, maybe more. But I'm saying is, out of that, you get this beautiful melody which has come to some guy. Could be Pritam, could be Vishal Shekhar, could be Himesh, could be Ismail, could be anybody that you've worked with, you know. That melody came only to him. Kyo? Kuch chakkar hai.
I wonder the same thing. Yeah.
Aur wo melody, उसने क्यों सोचा कि के कमाता हूँ, क्यों, कुछ बात है. तो ये जो अपने में एक बहुत बड़ी बात होती है, तो मेरे को ना ये, आई गो टू सिंग अ सॉन्ग, आई गो लाइक दिस, थैंक यू गॉड, थैंक यू प्रीतम, थैंक यू विशाल शेखर, थैंक यू फॉर चूजिंग मी, फॉर गिविंग मी दैट सॉन्ग, बिकॉज इट्स अ पार्ट ऑफ यू दैट यू आर गिविंग मी एंड आई एम ओनली इंडेटेड फॉर दैट एंड आई एम गोना स्ट्राइव एंड एस्पायर एंड डू माई बेस्ट सो दैट यू आर हैप्पी फर्स्ट. You're the music director. I have to make sure that you are happy with it first. So I'll live with it. So you'll say, aisa nahi waisa, aisa nahi waisa. I'll try to give my own justification, do something. But it's a full creative process. You know, sab milke hota kaam.
Yeah.
Matlab aisa bilkul makhmal jaisa hota kaam.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody who I do, yeah, could be Jeet Ganguly, could be Shankar Azan Loy. The attitude is right. And that creation of a song happens best when that space is full positive.
Positive.
तो वो जब होता है ना, वो तो अपने आप मैजिक होता है. सो आई ऑलवेज फील दैट व्हेन आई गेट अ सॉन्ग टू डू, आई डोंट इक्वेट इट टू एनीथिंग एल्स अबाउट अ हिट और अवार्ड एनीथिंग. व्हाई? बिकॉज़ आई थिंक दैट कीप इट वेरी सिंपल, जस्ट गो देयर, डू द सॉन्ग, एंजॉय इट, जस्टिफाई यू बीइंग देयर. नॉट दैट आई एम सो ग्रेट सिंगर, आई एम ट्राइंग टू से जस्टिफाई द फैक्ट दैट आई हैव गॉट अ ग्रेट सॉन्ग टू डू. मेक श्योर यू डू समथिंग विद इट, मेक श्योर यू मेक अ कनेक्ट विद इट, एंड देन लीव टू गॉड, लीव टू द पीपल हू लिसन टू इट, बिकॉज दैट्स व्हाट हैज टू कनेक्ट.
It's like an offering that you are.
Exactly, it's like an offering. So simply you said it. It's like गुना मंदिर में चढ़ावा करते हैं ना, ये मेरे इतनी तरह से अपनी तरह से होता है, मेरे को गाना मिला है, मैं उसको गा देता हूँ, बस उसके बाद छोड़ देता हूँ. कुछ और सोचो ना, then it becomes very petty. ये होना चाहिए, वो होना चाहिए, फिर वो लगता है मैंने तो उसको मेलाइन कर दिया. I have maligned it because for me it has to be the purity of thought and deed. You know, just go there and finish it and walk out like that only. You go with an empty slate, come out with an empty slate. Don't carry the baggage of the song with you. Because that drags you down. After, suppose you've done a great song, मैंने बहुत अच्छा गाना गाया, क्या ही बात है, पता है मैंने क्या गाना गाया, you know, it's going to be a hit, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. अरे, who am I to tell you this? Who the hell am I, first of all, to tell you? Go back home and actually think, yes, I did a nice song. And I'll sit with that thought, that space that I went through for those few hours, I'll sit with it and then I'll think, did I do anything wrong, did I do anything? और अगर कुछ होगा ना उसमें, तो मैं उसको बोलूँगा यार, मैं उसको थोड़ा कुछ चेंज करना है, मैं आऊँगा फिर से. कभी मैंने गाना पूरा किया है, आई हैव गॉन बैक एंड आई रीड अप द होल सॉन्ग, इवन रिसेंटली अंटिल लास्ट ईयर आई डिड समथिंग दैट, बिकॉज इफ इज नॉट राइट और समथिंग यू डन, इट नॉट लीव यू, इट नॉट लीव यू, इट विल से दैट यू नो, डुबकी मार के ऊपर से निकलो, अंदर से नहीं, गेट ओवर इट, राइड अ सॉन्ग, एंजॉय द सॉन्ग, बट लेट द सॉन्ग, यू राइड ऑन अ सॉन्ग, यू नो, इट्स लाइक यू गोइंग फॉरवर्ड विद इट, बट इट्स लाइक अ वेव, यू नो, बट यू नॉट, you drown in it, as in saying, see, you have to go inside usko andar se suppose let it inside you, but after that you have to own it, that song, you have to own it in a way that yes, now I am doing this song because God has given me this song, so I'm doing it. But the moment you sing it and you walk out of the studio, don't have that connection. Don't have that connection,
that detachment, or
you have to detach from it immediately. You detach in such a way that maybe sometime I forget the song. few months down the line, कि तेरा गाना रिलीज हो कौन सा फिल्म में कोई याद आएगा ये वो गाना है क्योंकि ना ये नहीं तो तुम बैगेज कैरी करते हो समझ लो तुमने बहुत अच्छी तरह गाया है ठीक है और तुम्हें लगेगा गाना हिट होगा मैं बता रहा हूँ अक्सर होता है ये भी ये गाना हिट होगा सुन के तुम बाहर आ गए और तुम यार दोस्तों को बोल रहे हो सबको बोल रहे हो पता चला गाना फिल्म ही नहीं है फॉर व्हाटएवर रीजन गाना फिल्म ही नहीं है नाउ दैट्स नॉट द म्यूजिक डायरेक्टर्स फॉल्ट और एनीबॉडीज फॉल्ट मे बी आई टेल यू अनदर स्टोरी विद दिस आई टेल यू व्हाई आई एम सेइंग दिस मे बी डिडंट फिट इन द फिल्म आई टेल यू अ स्टोरी व्हिच हैपेंड मेनी मेनी इयर्स अगो फॉर अ फिल्म कॉल्ड दिल पे मत ले यार विशाल भरद्वाज मूवी आई मीन म्यूजिक एंड Hansel Mehta film.
Yeah.
Hansel the dear friend, okay? Yeah. I did this song for the film. Beautiful song. It's called Hole Hole. Wo gana film mein nahi tha. So I felt a little disappointed. I said, itna acha gana hai. Not the for the fact for that I had sung it, but the song was beautiful. Well written. So, main kuch Chennai ki flight pe ja raha tha to do a song for Rehman and I read his magazine. Ab ittefaq se magazine mujhe mila. Coincidence thodi hota hai. Maine padha wo. And this article was about Dil Pe Mat Le Yaar. और पढ़ा मैंने वो मैगजीन फाड़ा नहीं वो मैगजीन ही रख लिया मैंने घर ले आया मैं उसमें क्या लिखा था उसमें लिखा था कि दिस फिल्म इज वेरी नाइस एंड दिस फिल्म इज सॉन्ग इज रिलीज ब्ला 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 ये वो बट द सैड पार्ट इज द बेस्ट सॉन्ग ऑफ द फिल्म इज नॉट देन द फिल्म सॉन्ग बाय के होले होले
हाउ इज इट पॉसिबल
इट वाज नॉट देन द फिल्म एंड आई गॉट इट एंड आई मेट Hansel Mehta आफ्टर फ्यू मंथ्स आई सेड बॉस देयर इज दिस आर्टिकल इन दिस मैगजीन आई वांटेड टू टेल यू दिस सो ही अपोलोजाइज्ड ही सेड सॉरी आई एम वेरी सॉरी के But believe me, I couldn't use this song in the film. You know, sometimes it happens because he's saying the film turned out in a different way and I just didn't know where to use the song. He was apologetic. He's a dear friend. What I'm trying to say here is maybe as a singer, I felt let down. Okay. But he's a director of the film. And so as to say, he's a captain of the ship.
Yeah.
So he decides what stays and what does not. Maybe the song was good from my perspective and even Vishal's perspective. We found the song very beautiful. But somehow it didn't fit in the scheme of things. So, aisa hota hai aksar. So, main isliye bolta hu that you don't carry that baggage. You know, because then you get disappointed. And believe me, I am the kind of guy who doesn't have any negativity around me. You know, I don't like that. There's something happening, some negative, and I want to break it up and make it positive. Studio mein jao, kabhi vibe nahi achhi hoti na, main try karta hu ki positive ho jaye. Jaldi se yaar kuch mazak karo, kuch baatein karo, kuch enjoy karke na, make the atmosphere good. If it's not, don't do the song that day. Kyunki gana acha hone wala hi nahi hai. Ho hi nahi sakta.
Okay.
मेरे साथ तो नहीं हो सकता।
No, sir, that is what we feel when we enter your home, your studio. It's positive. It's so positive.
I'm glad you feel that because it has to be there. Any creative can only happen in a positive environment. Like I said, this was one episode which happened. So for me, it's always been like गाओ, निभाओ और जब घर जाओ, clean your slate. Clean your slate when you enter, clean your slate when you finish and go out.
I mean, this can be the philosophy for anybody, even who is not an artist or not a singer, your philosophy for life, you know. Let's talk about your amazing chemistry with Pritam Da.
Ah, Pritam, he's a dear friend now. Like what, 95, 94, 95 came here and then started Jingles. We used to do a lot of Jingles, you know, early days. And कहाँ कुछ भी कहीं पर रहते भत्ते स्टूडियो में भी काम कर रहे होते थे कहाँ पर कुछ भी करना है क्योंकि बजट कम होते थे तो कर रहे हैं आई रिमेंबर वी शुड डू लॉट ऑफ दीज एवीज यू नो एवीज आर 3 मिनट सॉन्ग्स पॉपुलर गाने होते ना फिल्म के तो द कंपनीज वॉन्ट कुछ गाना होगा तो उसका लिरिक्स अलग बना के यू नो तो आई रिमेंबर वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग इन दिस थिंग इन माय हेड इट कम्स मेमोरी आई वाज समवेयर इन वेस्ट इंडीज आई डोंट नो वेयर आई वाज ओके एंड आई हर्ड धूम मचाले As an AV, someone is playing there. I called Pritam from there. I said, Pritam, tera gana baj raha hai, boss. Tere ko yaad hai, hum log karte the, kisi aur ke gaane karte the, hum AVs banate the. Ye tera gana baj raha hai, dekh, dhoom macha le yahan par. But on the radio or somewhere, this dhoom macha le was playing in that language. And it was an ad. And I was overwhelmed. And I needed to share that with him. So I called him from there. I said, bro, look at this. He got so emotional too, you know. Because see, we started very early, you know. We've been through that jingle, early days, paise mil rahe hain kabhi nahi mil rahe hain, all those times. Here and I also share a very mutual understanding. A lot of times if he's not there for recording, he'll explain it to me. Like, tu jo mila, I didn't record here in India, I recorded in Sydney when I was alone.
Oh.
He had that trust in me. That's a big responsibility actually, you know.
Yeah.
So he said, this is an urgent song, you just do it. And I did it. In fact, Alvida, we were in one of the studios, in famous studios, and he played it to me rough, you know. And 10 years down the line, when it got approved, he called me and said, Cakes, wohi gana hai. Tu aaja gana hai.
Wow.
You know, so it's more out of love and friendship that we have. I remember in the early days, very early days, you would come here, you would say, I got this song, check it out, I wanted to sing it. Early days, before Gangster and all.
No, when I had met Imran Hashmi also for some of the interviews of his movies. So he was also saying the same thing, that I've been just lucky to get such amazing songs thanks to Pritam Da and the voice of KK.
Yeah, I mean, he emotes it well, you know. So like, Jara Si De, Dil Mein De Jaga Tu, you know, he's team effort.
Yeah.
It's like everybody, lyricist, the music director, the singer, the actor, the people behind the camera, the lyricist, the producers of the track. Main kya karunga?
No, absolutely. Let's have Zara Si or any of your favorite song of Pritam Da.
Oh, so many.
Zara Si Dil Mein De Jaga Tu, Zara Sa Apna Le Bana, Zara Sa Khwabon Mein Saja Tu, Zara Sa Yaadon Mein Basa, Main Chahu Tujhko meri jaan bepana, fida hu tujh pe meri jaan bepana, wo 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 wo.
Wow, awesome.
So we don't meet often, but whenever we do meet, there's ek sukoon hai. You can't replace that.
You can't.
24-year-old Kanait, I'm saying. That's what has withstood this whole, I would say, time. I've done this Chichore now, last song.
Yeah, yeah, of
just
course.
Just now, 2019 ho gaya abhi. Kabhi-kabhi bachche hote na jo kahan par media mein dal dete hain, are Pritam gaana nahi deta hai, ye hai. Mujhe lagta hai, are ye sab like Chichora man lagta mujhe. I want to tell them, because I said, it's not like that. Pritam and I love each other a lot, you know. We have that respect for each other. When he has a good song, he always thinks about me, he calls me, he says, are ye gaana tere liye banaya maine, tu aaja. A very special bond that he and I share.
It is like, you know, the albums, the soundtrack of Gangster.
So many. Jannat.
Jannat. Life in a Metro.
Life in a Metro.
I mean,
Alvida O Meri Jaan.
Oh my God.
Like,
Life in a Metro.
What a beautiful soundtrack. In fact, he wanted me to be a part of that, you know, when they wanted the band. But see, unfortunately, I couldn't commit the dates to him.
Oh.
So he told me, he said, yeah, then I have to get another band. I have to get someone else to sing it. I said, bro, go for it.
So you can say that if Ismail Darbar touched upon that side of you with Tadap Tadap Ke, and Pritam totally exploited the fun side of you, like Desi Boys. The kind of
totally. Oh yeah.
Desi Boys.
It's mad.
What a song. It looks like it's not the actors having fun. You guys have had fun first.
Totally. I mean, I really enjoyed singing that song.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had this conversation many times, Pritam and I. See, every singer is a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to go through him to get to the end of the story.
Different chapters.
Yeah. You can't just say, yes, he's going to
sing.
If you say you're a versatile singer, then you actually can mold yourself into any space. I remember doing Ding Dong.
Oh.
For Anu Malik.
Yeah.
And the next song I was supposed to do was Avarapan. Can you believe that?
Oh my God.
The equal opposite ends of the spectrum.
Avarapan is one of
it's completely opposite end of the spectrum. So how do you do that? So you have to actually kind of get into a zone. It might take time, but once you get into the zone, the song dictates that zone for you. Once you start hearing a song with the lyrics, agar tum usko mehsoos kar loge, to tumhe kuch aur mehsoos karne ki zarurat hi nahi hai.
I mean, M.M. Kareem is such a magician.
What a magician, what a musician. What a sajjan aadmi bolte na. He'll tell you, he'll sing it out for you, and then it just flows out of you. You know, he's very well-versed in his art, you know. Avarapan is one of my favorite songs, actually.
Avarapan is
such a desolate song, you know. It's like you're broken completely and you're just...
Oh, and the sounds of that song.
Oh, the music.
The beat, oh.
Rog ke gaane.
It's a lovely song.
Beautiful songs.
Plus, you have Irfan. Amazing.
I consider myself lucky to have been able to have walked along with such greats in the music industry, you know. To have lived that few hours with them and seeped them into me.
So tell me, KK, what was that dream? What did you want to do? You wanted to get into singing or did you get into something else?
Well, you know what, Eva, I got married very early.
Hmm.
Just around when we were 21, my wife and I, Jyoti. We got married very young. So I had to get a job.
Hmm.
I wanted to do music, but I had to get a job. So I did a job for about 2-3 months.
Hmm.
And I realized that this is not for me.
Hmm.
Because a regular 9-to-5 job is a very different cup of tea, you know.
Hmm.
You either made for it or you're not.
Hmm.
And I realized it only after getting that job, because I had to get one because we couldn't get married. So I did that job for some time. But I felt like a fish out of water. I used to feel so suffocated. I used to feel anxiety. I used to feel, oh God, what am I doing? Why am I doing this?
Hmm.
When I left that job and I went home, And I told my dad I've left the job. I think he saw something in me and he said, you do what you want to do.
Hmm.
You know, because he must have sensed some deep-rooted sadness or uneasiness, you know. I always feel that, I tell my kids also, you know, you have to do, I tell everybody who I meet, in fact, even the listeners now, you have to do only that which your heart is telling you to do. Because heart is a connect to your soul, you know. And your soul is not just about this mind and this body. It's about who you've been all these, all these janams, you know.
Yeah.
You carry forward your life. So if you listen to that, you'll automatically get your space. You'll automatically get your direction to which way to go. When you don't, you suffer. Like I did. I suffered for those three, four months because I had to get a job and I was doing that and I was saying, nahi, main MBA karunga, main ye banunga. Main kehta tha, yaar, isme mere kaam pe jo hum kaam karte the, mera ek dost tha, usne incentive se gaadi khareed li. मैंने कहा यार यहाँ पेट्रोल भरने के पैसे नहीं इसे गाड़ी खरीद ली हाउ द हेल डू दे डू दैट एंड देन आई यूज्ड टू वंडर हाउ द हेल पीपल सेल एनीथिंग यू नो यू हैव टू हैव द गिफ्ट ऑफ द गैब एंड यू हैव टू बी सो स्मूथ टॉकिंग एंड देन आई डोंट नो आई ना वांट टू शूट सेल्स मैं कहता था कि आपको अच्छा ये है मेरे को आपको चाहिए नहीं चाहिए मेरा ठीक है नहीं
चाहिए
ये होता था तो दूसरा जो तो इधर उधर की बातें करके ही विल क्रिएट दैट नीड फॉर यू यू नो ये तो होना चाहिए and I just think, man, how is this guy doing this? You know, I can't do this at all. The moment you realize you can't do something means that's not for you. First rule in life. जब पहले से पता चलता है ना तो छोड़ दो उसको छोड़ दो मत करो तुम्हारे अंदर मन ही नहीं रहे अंदर तुम्हारे अंदर वो एक बेचैनी सी हो रही है डू समथिंग विच इज यू यू नो बी एट पीस विद योरसेल्फ इफ यू डू समथिंग इफ यू आर एट पीस विद योरसेल्फ एंड यू डू इट डोंट यू थिंक यू विल एंजॉय लाइफ Don't you think people around you will be happy?
Yes.
If you are happy, how does happiness spread? You have to be happy first, na?
Yes. I can say that, you know, you and a couple of others of those times, the kind of the love or the...
Yeah, love. Yeah.
Love is the right word guys have enjoyed without any social media, without any digital push, without any internet, without any reach, the song had created waves.
Yeah, it was just pure of... Yeah, you know, that's also the reason why I feel like, why do I need it now? When it wasn't there, I was doing my thing and I was connecting to people. Yeah, perhaps the only thing which I feel my friends, you know, people want to connect, you know, they want to know more. But, you know, I'm a little bit of an introvert. I can't help it. I mean, this is not, how can I change my personality? I can't change my personality, right? This is how I am. This is who I am. So, in fact, I'll tell you a story. When I came to Mumbai, I didn't know many people. And when I was doing my first jingle, no, I didn't know how much to charge. So I did my job and I was sitting inside. ऐसे दरवाजा खुद बंद होते जो तो मैं बाहर बैठा था ऐसे और अंदर से वो रंजीत बारोट था
रंजीत बारोट
हाँ दरवाजा खुला केक्स हाउ मच आई एम लाइक लुकिंग अराउंड मैंने कहा चेक बना रहे थे दरवाजा बंद हो गया तो मैं हजार बची आई डोंट नो हु द
रॉन्ग पर्सन आई
डोंट नो व्हाट द फक टू से यू नो लाइक हाउ मच टू टेल हिम हाउ मच चार्ज एंड ऑल And I'm thinking, and I see Uday Venegal and I see Louis Banks on the other side, and Parvez and all the other jingle singers, great jingle singers. मैं क्या पूछूँ? मैं उनसे पूछूँ? तुम कितने लेते हो? हेड किसी और से जाके पूछे तो कैसे बताएंगे तेरे को? मैं डरा हूँ मैं ना घबरा के बैठा हूँ मैं उधर. खड़ा फिर से डरा था खुला. Cakes? हाँ चल हाँ ठीक है. तो ठीक है. दिल्ली मेरे को 200 रुपये मिलते थे 250 रुपये 500 रुपये बहुत बड़ी बात थी. चेक आया 5,000 का. 5,000 मैं घबरा गया मैंने कहा व्हाट 5,000 बक्स यू नो लाइक आई कुड बिलीव इट आई वाज लाइक 5,500 सोच रहा था मैं तो यू नो एंड आई लाइक गो टू द फोन थिंग टू कॉल माय वाइफ और वहां पर वो वॉचमैन बैठा मैंने यार एक मिनट यार यार जा नहीं रहा था वहां तो लुई ने उसको बुलाया इधर आपको उसको चाइनीज लुई अंकल नहीं लुई बैंक्स ही टू लव चाइनीज लुई अंकल के साथ काम करना बहुत मजा था खाना बहुत मस्त होता है वो उसको बुलाया वो निकल गया मैंने घर फोन किया ज्योति Guess how much I got for my first jingle? I'm like, telling you, how much? Five. How to kya five? 5,000. 5,000. 5,000. I say, yeah, 5,000 bucks.
Wow.
And like, you know, we're like crazy. Tonight parties was like, kaise, you know.
You still remember that?
Oh, that I mean, I can feel my eyes are welling up because it was unbelievable for me. You know, it was like something hit me.
Yeah, you didn't ask.
So what I'm trying to say is, you don't have to do anything
extra
in life. You have to just follow your heart and do what you can do. To the best of your ability. Whatever comes your way is what you deserve. It could be this, it could be that. You know, you got to find your peace. What I'm going to say, if you're at peace, na, there's nothing in the world that can shake you. Because you're at peace. I'm okay with 500 bucks. I was sitting at 500 bucks.
Yeah.
I was happy with 500 bucks. 5,000 rupees ke upar wale ki badolat. So there are ways which God blesses you in his own ways. Like, you know, I remember I was in Delhi, I was singing in Meridian at a rooftop restaurant with a substituting for a friend. Uski tabiyat kharab thi, main chala gaya. Then that guy actually went home to Goa. So I sang there for about 3 months, you know. One fine day, Hariharan landed up there. He came with his wife. I was singing, you know, Sacrifice, and then Lady in Red, and you know, all the songs, wow. The pop songs, you know.
Yeah,
I was melting out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Hariharan called me, he's saying, yaar, tu to bahut jagada hai. Tu yahan kya kar raha hai? Maine kaha, gha raha hu, sir. Nahi, nahi, tu yahan mat, you should come to Bombay. So maine kaha, aise hi, you know, chada raha hai. In fact, I just met him. We just did a TV thing together, Hariharan, you know. We sang Shodai Mughaliya together.
Yeah.
He said, you should come to Bombay. Before leaving, he said, bye. And I said, come to Bombay. He said, yeah. And he split. Then after 2 years, 3 years, when Jyoti was expecting our first child, he came to Bombay, like I told you. And I was here. Then I didn't go back. My uncle was a friend of his. So he fixed a meeting with Hariharan. One day, he went to his house. I said, apne mere paas cassette tha. Tu manegi nahi, wo cassette Hariharan suna. Phone kar diya. Phone pe Leslie ko suna diya.
Oh.
Leslie ne bola, tu mere studio. Agle din mein studio uske gaya. He took me to his popular studio. He said, man, you sing very well and all. I'll call you. First jingle I did with Leslie in 94 when my son was born.
Oh my God.
You know, same day. So I'm saying all this happens because of reason. And I always tell Hariharan, you are my angel.
Wow.
That is you. Shana hai sale. Tu apna gana karke nikalta hai. You deserve what you do.
Hariharan,
I love him. God bless you. He's an amazing guy. But I always tell him, you are my angel. You know, because you put me, when I came here, you just played that song. And you won't believe it soon enough. In 96, I recorded. Hariharan and Suresh were recording Chhodai Mughaliya and I walked into the studio, chappa chappa. He said, tu pahunch gaya idhar? He was so happy.
Oh.
He went, came and hugged me. You know, he said, tu pahunch gaya? And I said, haan, main pahunch gaya. So he was very happy for me.
Chhodai hum wo galiya. I mean, what magic did it create?
Oh, beautiful. Song? Yeah, good song.
Chhodai hum wo galiya. छोड़ाए हम वो गलियां
मैं दिल्ली छोड़ के आया था
absolutely and people for the first time they got to know Vishal Bhardwaj
oh yes what a fantastic album
Vishal Bhardwaj
what a fantastic album
like wow
so what I've learned from them is like if you're a senior no respect the fact that you're a senior that you've reached here because of your hard work but also encourage the new generation
that's what I was thinking that What was that?
You have to encourage the new people who are coming in.
That large-heartedness or what was that?
Haan, matlab tum ye nahi kar sakte tum. Arre yaar ye aa gaya, mere gaane le lega.
Insecurity.
Mere kaam kam ho jayega. Arre yaar, tere haq mein hai, wo tu nobody gonna take. That's yours. You can't be a closed-hearted person and think, oh my God. If you say na, come, that respect will grow only. And you'll get more work actually. Because you're not afraid.
Hmm.
You're not insecure. Insecurity breeds a lot of other negativity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it just kills you. It kills you as a person, kills you as a musician, kills you as a singer, whatever you want to call it. You know, it makes you negative and you become like closed. Your heart closes. Okay, if your heart closes, you can't feel it. If you can't feel it, you can't sing a song. If you can't sing a song right, it'll go to someone else anyways.
Absolutely, absolutely. Superb. So rightly said. Tell me, KK, what was the reaction when you sang Ajab Si for Vishal and Shekhar?
Oh, wow.
What
Vishal,
was that
Vishal
reaction?
And Shekhar was a great duo, I would say. Very dear old friends. Go back to Pyar Mein Kabhi Kabhi.
Yeah,
you know, that's,
of course.
That song was, I think 99, 2000, was early days, you know. We were all like in the same space, you know, Jingles and Vishal had his band and Shekhar also doing a little bit of ghazals and, you know, starting. And he used to ask me, tu shows kar raha hai and maza aata hai na? I went, haan, bahut maza aata hai. It was the early days. I remember in Farhad Wadia studio in Gamadia Road. We used to hang out and do some stuff over there. Then I remember doing this Tu Aashiqui with him.
Yeah, of course.
And that was a song which kind of, I think, put them up there. It was a fantastic album, that whole album,
Jhankar Beats.
Om Shanti Om, this particular song, Ajab Si, was, I think, one of the most beautiful romantic ballads of sung. When I heard it for the first time, I said, man, what a beautiful song. And so beautifully written by Vishal. I kind of said, like, it's really, really amazing, man. I mean, like, thanks for giving it to me.
Wow.
He said, man, bro, you know, like, they just told me that, Kicks, we don't want you to do anything extra. Just feel it. Tu bas gaa de. Tu apna dil dal ke usme gaa de. Because Shekhar tell me, man, Kicks, nobody feels a song like you do, you know. The soul that you have. Vishal also tell me, he says that when we have a song for you, we call you, you know, like that. We also, you can do justice to it. So just go for it, you know. And those lines, you know, Dil ko bana de jo batanga de re wo hawai. So I was having a problem with the breath somewhere. So then Vishal and Shikha said, yes, ko yahan par ruk ke karke try kar. And then I did it and it came easily, you know. But I remember Shikha looking at me saying, man, you nailed it. You know, you got that, you got the song so the way we wanted it to do.
And I'm rightly, Shah Rukh has also mentioned in so many interviews that it's
one of his favorite of his, ballads, romantic ballads. It's beautiful, actually.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, really enjoyed this one.
Amazing.
I can't explain it. It's like I can't thank them enough. Wow. And I've always enjoyed singing, be it Jhankar beats, be it this, be it Khuda Jaane, you know.
Wow,
all these songs I've done for them. It's like Jaane. They've been gems.
You know, unlike today's times, you have the pressure of, you know, millions of hits and all that.
Mm-hmm.
All that wasn't there
when you guys
started.
Yeah.
And till today also, it doesn't affect you. Number of hits, the number of millions of hits, all of that never mattered to you and Pritham and Vishal Shekhar. I just met them. They also said the same thing, that working for 20 years now, all this never mattered to
us. It didn't matter.
Still doesn't matter.
What only matters is the fact that you do good stuff, you know. You be true to your integrity.
Mm.
Your integrity should be intact, you know.
Mm.
You don't sell off your soul.
Yours.
Don't get into a zone which makes you negative or vindictive, you know what I'm saying? Just be, tum apna kaam karo yaar, khush raho usme. तुमसे ये बनता है, तुमसे होता है, तुम वो करो ना, किसी और को क्यों देख रहे हो, वहाँ पर क्या चल रहा है, चीटिंग मत करो, तुम अपना काम करो. I know that because a lot of these hits now are bot driven.
Yeah.
Bot as in robotic. Nobody has control on that.
Yeah.
It's all market force driven, you know, whatever the reasons and how they operate, we don't know. But I'm saying, why I'm saying this now is because I feel there are a lot of new people out there who also need some kind of a support from a listener base, you know. And unless you guys give them an option, it's not going to happen.
Wow.
And what that will lead to is a lot of sad people out there. You don't want sad people. You don't want sad musicians. You don't want sad people out there. I'm saying give everybody a listen.
Wow.
No, we kya na, we radio pe 10 gaane hit hain, we chalte rehte hain. Achhi baat hai, chalne chahiye. Ya jo gaane YouTube pe bhi hit hote hain, chal rahe. But thoda usme se bhi nikal ke thode naye logon ko bhi suno. Haan, thode naye log, itne sare naye log gaane bana rahe hain, mehnat karte hain bahut. To main kehta hu yaar, ek alag se zamane mein phase hain. Itne hit hue hain, you know. तो कहाँ से होगा, मौका कहाँ से. पहले हमारे जमाने में क्या होता था, रिकॉर्ड कंपनी चाहिए होती थी. बट एटलीस्ट नाउ डेज आई फील दैट यू हैव दैट ऑप्शन, तुम अपने गाना यूट्यूब पर डाल सकते हो. व्हाई आई एम टेलिंग दिस टू पीपल आउट देयर इज द लिसनर्स, यू नो, इज दैट यू हैव टू बी रिस्पॉन्सिबल ऑल्सो टू क्रिएट अ बेटर म्यूजिक स्पेस इन इंडिया.
ट्रू,
यू नो, एवरीबडी हैज टू सर्वाइव, यू नो. इट कांट बी जस्ट 10 सिंगर्स और 20 सिंगर्स.
देयर
आर ऑलरेडी हंड्रेड्स ओवर देयर. देयर आर हंड्रेड्स हु आर बेटर देन अस, who don't have an opportunity perhaps. So just what I'm going to say is give them a hear and support and promote. Karo yaar sabko.
Wow.
Bahut zaruri hai.
That is so brilliant. That is so, so, so nice. What is your creative discipline?
I'm a very indisciplined guy. I'll be very honest. Totally indisciplined. I don't do any riyaz. I don't do anything which conventional people would. It's worked for me. If I go to sing a song that day, I'll make sure the previous day I don't eat anything rubbish. You know, keep my voice a little cool. Well oiled.
Wow.
And then I do my riyaz with the song. No disrespect here. What I'm trying to say is, it's like breath to me, music. I don't need to think about breathing, right? So I don't need to think about singing either.
You've been just like that one inaccessible kind of a guy. You're not even on social media.
It's
like much active.
Yeah, I'm not, because I just feel that I have to have something worth talk about, right? I don't like to just randomly put anything up there and be there for the sake of being there. If I have a song out, you'll know and you'll hear it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
yeah. So I've always been like that, you know. पहले मुझे पता नहीं था कि FB में नीचे comments आते हैं. मैंने कभी हाल ही में, a couple of months I discovered. I mean, I don't see, I don't read all that, you know. But someone told me, so I read some of the messages, I feel so touched. So my eyes well up and I think so many people over there have written such great things, you know, about my voice, about me able to, you know, transcend the whole song to another level, etc. I mean, I feel very humbled. I feel very, my God, these people think so highly of me, you know. I'm just a singer. I mean, I'm just, they connect to my songs and this gives them, some, like you said, so much of joy. So I feel so, I don't know, I can't explain this feeling, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel completely, oh my God. So I want to thank all of those people over there.
Wow.
You know, thank them from the bottom of my heart to kind of say that to me, because I feel very complete. I feel that this thing that I've done in my life has been worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm saying as a breed,
mm-hmm.
we are very lucky, and we should understand that.
Wow.
I know I have a lot of friends and fans out there who love me and who want to hear more from me more often. I promised to them this that I'm going to be working more on my own independent music now.
Wow.
And starting from next year, hopefully. Once I start, then I'll make sure I keep chugging along and make lots more of my own music. Because to be honest with you, I feel that this part of me as a singer is just a little part of me, you know. I've only sung songs which others have wanted me to sing. Thankfully, I've got great songs. But there's another part of me which is very restless now, the musician and the guy who wants to do more with my voice inside, you know. He says, dude, ye so gaane hai, bahut achhe hai, lekin aur bhi kar sakte na, thoda aur try kar, thoda sa aur. So I'm working here in my little studio, home studio. I'm putting ideas down. And hopefully by next year, I'll come up with something and then, you know, carry forward that. Because I feel I'm not just a voice. There's a lot more music in me, which I feel God has gifted. But I haven't gone that way because I've been doing so much with this. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah, it's like a gift. But now I feel that I want to explore more. And I have that time right now, to be honest. I have that time. So I want to explore more and see what more I can do with this. I mean, abroad, you don't have playback singing. Yeah, there are artists who sing their own songs. So it's a mind shift that is there, which I need to kind of accept and move on. Because 23 years is a long time of singing for people, you know. As a musician, I've shelled that part of me behind. I said, you sit for a bit, let me do this, right? It's like you're walking on the road and you say, okay, now I made a lot of friends, so I'll just hang you, I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah.
But that bit, I didn't realize is going to be this bit long, you know. It's been 23 years. So that guy over there is saying, hey man, you left me behind here, dude. I mean, we did Pal and, you know, you walked away and then we did Hamsafar and then you walked away again.
I was just about to say that, you know, independent music is not something new to him because he is one of the most prominent voices that gave such a momentum to the Indian independent music scene. You know, we all were young and when we heard the entire soundtrack of Pal, the album, it was so refreshing. It opened up a very different kind of, you know, music. It was not your regular Bollywood kind of sound. Mm-hmm. It didn't
have it. Yeah, early days it
very
was, yeah.
Different.
True.
And tell me about that particular part. I think Sony Music had just launched
In India.
And then they started this particular thing.
Actually, I was a debut artist for Sony International when they came to India.
Yeah.
So that was a big feather in my cap because there were a lot of people vying for it. That's what I'm saying. No, you don't need to try too hard. You have to just follow your heart and do your thing and other people who are there notice you and it just happens, you know. I haven't had this master plan here that I'll come from Delhi, I'll do this, I'll do that. For me, my album was a dream come true because when I came from Delhi, I had no intention of becoming a playback singer. I want to do my music, I want to do my album. When Pal happened and it became so much of a rage here, the video and the album, I was like so happy, I couldn't thank God enough.
How young were you then?
I was 28, yeah. I kind of felt, wow, what a feeling this is, you know. I remember in Pune, I had gone for a gig. One lady and her daughter were in the car. She said, roll down your window. And I rolled it down. She's a big fan of you. I'm a big fan of roll down your window. Say hi. I said, yes, sorry. Hello, ma'am. Hi. Okay, you have to come to my daughter's school. I said, do I have to? She said, no, you don't have to. I'll kidnap you. So I said, okay. And so she said, you have to come. And I said, okay, because they have the exams. So I told the driver, through a patch, so telling if it went to their school, it was a girl's school. I got engulfed by girls. About 150, 200 of them. This is a Pal, okay, just Pal had released. And they would not move till I sang Pal. And I sang Pal for about 200 girls in the school. And I wished them all the best for the exam, which was to be next day. So I didn't realize until then that the song was such a big rage, you know. And what I'm trying to say is like, you don't know how, which way it's going to go. But when it comes to you, don't let that gloat your head up. Don't let that affect you in a different way and feel like, oh, I've arrived, man, I've done this. No, you have
done.
There's more to it. The fact that those people wanted to hear my song and they said, please wish us best of luck for the exam. That love and that respect, nothing transcends that. You know, you got to understand that's the whole truth. That's the crux of the thing. You achieved what you set out to. That connect has already happened. I'm living in you now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm living in you. You want to hear my song? Yeah. I'm you inside you. You know, you're hearing me and you're hearing the headphones. I'm already there. So
I mean, we feel that we know you.
Correct. That's what it is. So, other part of me is immaterial. What I drive, what I wear, it's mundane. The fact is that the song which I've sung has percolated into your soul and you're letting me be there. Thank you so much for that. Because that's what my idea was to start with.
Oh, at this point, I would request to sing my favorite song from the album, Yaro.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful song. Yeah,
it's like... Yeah.
It was an anthem for us in college.
I mean, even today, it is an anthem for people, for the generation today in college.
It's crazy. Actually, two generations down the line also, it works. Yeah, it's a timeless song. Mehboob has written a beautiful song.
Yaaro, dosti, badi hi haseen hai. Ye na ho to kya phir? Bolo ye zindagi hai. Koi to ho razdaar. Begaraz tera ho yaar. Koi to ho razdaar.
Wow.
Teri hare burai pe daante wo dost. गम की हो धूप तो साया बने तेरा वो दोस्त नाचे भी वो तेरी खुशी में.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Now Pal happened, all right? Debut artist in India for Sony Music, it was a big thing, and I said yes, fantastic. Now what? Okay, that's gone by now. Tarap Tarap happens the same year, 99.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you move on. Then you're like Pac-Man, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Songs are coming and you're going, chomping them up and then turning it out, you know. So those, all these years, I did that. 99, I had this option, you know? Believe me. I was sitting in my room, one of the hotels when I was gigging. I'm thinking, Pal and Tarap Tarap both are hits. And I'm getting offers to do film songs. I'm talking to myself. Mm. Okay? Mm. I do this too often.
Mm.
The other guy is saying, no, you should do films. I said, no, I want to do albums. No, you do films. Do films for some time.
Mm.
Why? Because I will learn.
Mm.
I will learn when I work with different music directors. Everybody will give me a cup of their tea.
There.
You know? Mm. And rightfully so. I worked with all of them, starting from Ilayaraja.
Yeah.
Down south, I'm saying. Yeah, Rahman, Ilayaraja, M.M. Kareem, yes. Harris Jayaraj, Yuvan Shankaraja. I'm saying down south.
Yeah.
Here, Ismail, Anu Malik, Nadeem Shravan, Himesh Reshmaya, Pritam, Vishal Shekhar, Sandesh Andalia, Shankar Ehsaan Loy. It's been a run, you know. It's been some kind of a dream run. And I'm not justifying anything. What I'm trying to say here is that other part of me which said, okay, go take a walk down that road, then we'll meet again and do this. Somewhere down the line, I walked too far away, which I enjoyed. I mean, I'm not saying that I didn't.
Yeah.
Because it's like a burning desire. Yeah. It starts with a little spark, then it gets hot. Then it starts, then it gets restless. Then it starts burning inside.
Mm-hmm.
So that's slowly getting to that level. Then happened in 2008 when I did Humsafar.
Yes.
But I'm saying now the time is again a lot of
ripe.
Yeah, because I see a lot of I wouldn't say predicted it, but I envisioned this 5 years ago that things will change in India because everybody can't come into films, yeah, because there's only that many films being made, you know. And there are so many singers, you can't justify so many other singers who are not there and they say, yeah, unko film mein chance nahi mila. Theek hai, tum apna karo.
Hmm.
So now that whole thing is opening up. There's so many artists out there who are cracking the whip and they're fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
And there are listeners for them. It's come back. 90s ki jo baat thi, jo pehle pop pe keh sakta hun ki jo non-film music.
Yes.
It's coming. It's slowly becoming big. And in India, it can only get bigger and bigger.
Wow. Because we have
so much of talent.
For sure.
So I'm just trying to now actually get into that zone after this 23 years, no, of rediscovering, of learning music.
Mm.
I have never learnt music. I want to learn music.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late to learn anything. And rather late than never.
Wow.
So I'm learning music. I've got this thing over here, the piano, the keyboard.
Wow.
I have a piano at home. So I'm sitting now and learning. I'm trying to understand how a song works. Oh, this is how it is.
After you know, doing all so these many songs and so many, wow, it's so amazing. It's such a learning for us also.
It's a curve, you know. You can learn anytime. I'm saying what I did was with my ears, you know, basic understanding thing myself got from my previous life. But I'm saying now, I want to make an effort to learn other things. I want to just be able to help myself make songs, you know, to be able to compose, to write music, to produce maybe.
Yeah.
My son produces, he's also doing music now.
Wow.
So maybe he'll produce it. And Tamara, my daughter, has in fact a couple of songs out there on Apple Music. So I get inspired by her. I look at her and say, wow, man, you're a kid. She's 20 years old. And she got 2-3 songs out there. And I said, dude, said, dad, yeah, I mean, I want to get the song out there. I want to put it out there. I'll keep sitting and say, no, I got to perfect this. Isko ghiste rehte hain. Arre itna mat ghiso ki pura ghisse khatam hi ho jaye kuch na ho. Tum karo, make that step, put it out there. See, all of us, all creative people, we think that we can better, we can better, we can better.
Yeah.
It'll never stop. that we can better yeah. is a good thought process. But at some point, you got to drop that.
Yeah.
And then move on to the next. Otherwise, that project yeah. won't get over.
Yeah. So you know? That different perspective of the generation is
correct. So that's helped me. You know. In fact, she done something, and I love the way she's singing. It's very different. Her kind of music is different. And I'm amazed at the fact that she's so young. She does everything by herself. She records, mixes, sings everything, and she has a friend of hers who helps her. But I'm saying, I'm not digressing. What I'm trying to say here is that this new generation which is there, they are not guys who sit on their butt and think that achha theek hai main aise karta hu waise karta hu.
There's no time. I mean,
they want to do it, you know, which is good. But there's a flip side to it. The flip side being that if you do it and if it's not going the way you want to, don't get disappointed. Because see, har ek cheez ko hone mein waqt lagta hai. अरे अभी केक को बनाने में डेढ़ घंटा तो लगता है ना, तो बेक करने में तुम फटाफट दो मिनट में तो कोई केक नहीं बना सकते हो. एवरीथिंग हैज इट्स ओन टाइम फ्रेम टू हैपन. एनीथिंग फॉर योर लव टू हैपन, फॉर योर म्यूजिक टू हैपन, फॉर योर करियर टू हैपन, एवरीथिंग हैज टू हैपन. इट बी अ टाइम फ्रेम. सो इफ यू ट्राई टू फाइट इट और यू गेट डिजेक्टेड द फैक्ट दैट इट्स नॉट हैपनिंग नाउ, देन यू एक्चुअली पुलिंग योरसेल्फ डाउन. इट्स अ स्पाइरल वे डाउन. सो व्हाट यू डू इज यू जस्ट से ओके, दिस इज व्हाट आई वांट टू डू. नाउ इन माय केस आई वुड से आई एम अ सक्सेसफुल गाय इन द सेंस आई हैव संग हिट्स एंड यू नो. So I don't need to do anything. But need to do is a very different thing from the fact that I want to do. You know, there's something else from me within which is saying, I want to do this. Please let me do this. The other person inside me says, please let me do this. You've done this fantastic your way. Now please listen to me. So I've actually gotten deep into myself now. I'm getting into that zone where I'm to myself and listening. Listen to music and playing more music so that it helps me get in tune with myself.
Wow.
That's all.
Wow. We are so looking forward for the independent music that's going to come from you.
Thank you so much.
Really soon.
I will do
and
that.
And one last request would be Tadap Tadap Ke, of course.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The iconic
Tadap Tadap Ke. I'll just do the mukhda. Chalega.
Yeah, please.
तड़प तड़प के इस दिल से आह निकलती रही, मुझको सजा दी प्यार की, ऐसा क्या गुनाह किया तो लुट गए, हाँ लुट गए तो लुट गए हम तेरी मोहब्बत में.
Superb. And even that
memory comes back.
totally. The I am memory, like, you know, so fantastic.
Thank you so much
for all the love that you have spread through your
wonderful music
and your thoughts.
Thank you so much.
KK, it has been just so wonderful to have you on this podcast. I'm sure the listeners have had so many things to learn. Is there any message for the budding artists that who are listening to you?
Like I've been saying through my conversation, you know, it's not just about the budding artists, it's also about the listeners who are there, who have a responsibility to promote new talent out there, because you're the listener base. So unless you support new acts, new artists, how are they going to flourish? How are they going to glow? How are they going to bloom? And for the new artists, I would say that don't get into this just for the fame and name, that bandwagon. That's the wrong way to go, because that's a very limited run that you have. You have to kind of look at it in the long run and see whether you actually want to do this or not. Why I'm saying that is because a lot of people think that it's a nice way to make money and get some fame. And if you're concentrating on the incidental, it's the wrong line, because it won't take you far. Concentrate on the intrinsic value that you want to generate in your life. Aspire to kind of be an artist who would survive a longer time, who would connect to people, enrich people's lives rather than just yours. I think when you do that, then you grow with the people around you, you know. Like for me, I feel that 23 years, it's more than 2 decades now. I have seen people from college then who have had their own children now come for my gigs, you know. So that's a long time. Yeah. That loyalty stays with you.
Yeah,
that,
absolutely.
It stays with you because there's some kind of a connect. So you got to be a good human. What I'm trying to say is that be a good human being. At the fundamental existential level, I would say that don't be something that you, you know, that you 10 years, 20 years down the line and say, I wish I hadn't done that.
Wow, amazing. Thank you so much, KK. It has been just so amazing.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much. I really enjoyed myself. It was like a nice long conversation. And didn't feel like much of an interview that way. More of a conversation. And I like having conversations with people like-minded and who actually, you know, who want to know. It's not just about your set of questions. Yeah. It's just like to be able to talk without being interrupted. I really felt at ease and I was kind of felt like I was talking to an old friend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Actually, I don't meet people. I'm a very loner kind of a guy. But when I meet them well, because I know that it's only about those meetings that you remember. You don't know me, but when you meet me and you know me, a part of me, you'll take back with you that, not this 5 years to the time when you didn't meet me.
Yeah.
You remember when I met you 5 years ago?
Yeah.
You'll remember now. You'll think, acha theek hai, wo waisa nahi milta kahin, social media mein nahi hai, nahi hai, nahi hai bhai, usko dimag waisa chalta hai, chhod do. You know, but when we meet well. So, in life, I think that's the only thing I carry in my life, you know, that what you do, you know, do it from your heart.
Yeah.
Otherwise, don't do it.
Wonderful, yeah. Lovely.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. God bless you.
Thank you.
Interacting with KK was like a dream come true for me. From hooting once more as a part of the crowds in his gigs to having him exclusively on this podcast and listening him talk in depth about every minute thing related to his life as an artist and his music. So, listen to your heart and do what it tells you. You will get the directions automatically. So do let me know what are the things that you liked in this episode. And guys, I'm so happy you have loved our last week's episode with Vishal and Shekhar. Keep sharing your feedback. You can either drop me a mail at eva.bhatt@9xmedia.in or DM me on my Instagram at evabhattpodcast. And those on Apple Podcasts, you got the rate and review option, so do it. For Android users, follow us on Spotify. A big shout out to our audio producer, Amaya Sapre, for actually getting this podcast ready for your ears. I also want to thank Meenakshi Lingayat and Brian D'Souza from the Digital Partnerships team of 9X Network for their brilliant work behind this podcast. And of course, IVM Podcasts for hosting and distributing this podcast globally, which is why this podcast is heard by listeners in so many countries. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to 9XM Soundcast every Tuesday. And you too can be a part of our celebration of the International Podcast Day by sharing this podcast with your friends and family. Because I'm sure there's something for everyone on 9XM Soundcast, the podcast where music inspires. This is me, Eva, signing off for now. Happy listening.